Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Boker Tov, Boker Or, good morning and morning light to you. Light from the scriptures. I've been enjoying our own television program, Hebrew Light. It's blessing me. Sometimes I don't like to watch my TV program. I don't know, you think, well, I could have said that better. I didn't look too hot that day, whatever. But I'm enjoying these, and I invite you to watch them on Prophetic Witness. Now, it is on God TV. It is on, I don't know, it's on a lot of places, but it's definitely on the Victory Channel, which that's available through DirecTV and Dish and Roku and all kinds of ways. So I think you'll really be blessed by it. Brother Max, did you want to announce that April meeting you're having?
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Let me pull the dates here. Just a second. We have an April meeting at, excuse me, at the Soul of Heals in downtown Minneapolis with Tony and Brenda. Jared and Rebecca will be coming. Brandon and Destiny will be coming. Of course, they'll be coming with their kids, too. Jared and Rebecca and Brandon and Destiny.
You don't want to miss seeing those little kids, no.
I don't want to miss, no, not Nathan or Saints, no. And Hannah will be with us. And that's going to be in April 28th. We're going to have two services, 10:30 and 6:30 p.m. April 29th, 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. April 30th, which is Sunday, is going to be at 10:30 a.m. We have plenty of parking spaces, free parking for you. We could hold up to 500 cars, and the building could hold up to 600 people.
Well, that should be enough.
That should be enough. Go to our...
Now, that will be a good meeting. I don't know that they've ever done that before. Where all of them have been there. Of course, Brenda's my daughter. Tony's my son-in-law. And Tony is, he's really having good success with the men's meeting he started here in the Branson area. Men are really being blessed by it. And so Tony and Brenda, who lead our 3 o'clock prayer every Sunday, and then their children and grandchildren, all three of them, Jared, Brandon, Hannah, and then, of course, Jared and Brandon, they have their wives, Rivka, Destiny, and their little babies, 4 years old, 3 years old, and 4 years old. So the only one missing is me. No, I'm just teasing. Also missing all my kids. But I think that will be a wonderful meeting. And I know them. They'll go out there. You want to get your young people to come. Get the young people to come and see. We had the most wonderful meeting out here recently. And Brandon and I ministered together, and it was just marvelous. When I called for the young people to come to the front, I was shocked how many there were. So get your young people to come. God's moving among the young people. There's something really special happening among the young people. And they'll be blessed. They'll really be blessed. I want to call your attention to some things with our prayer call. It began last week, and Max called me. We usually talk about it, Max, Brenda, Shelley. Some of us will call each other and say, well, what do you think about this and that? And we meditate on it. And it started out with invite the Holy Spirit to transform your life. And then there were many scriptures about the transforming of the mind and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, how he renews us. But it said then, pray out loud using your own name. So I talked with Max about this, and I said, I did it. I just sat here like you are affirming something. A name, you know, a name, a good name, the Bible says is very valuable. It's like an ointment poured forth. It's wondrous, and you sign it. Well, Jesus, of course, signed it and gave us his name. So the way I did it, I just sat here in my chair, and I said, I, Billy Brim, dear Father, I, Billy Brim, in the name of Jesus, am inviting the Holy Spirit to transform my life. It reminds me of that prayer Gloria Copeland prayed when she first got born again. She said, I give you my life, now do something with it. And it's like that. It's like that. And boy, did he ever. He took her up on it. These things are real to God. And then I don't know if I'm going to tell anybody but the 8 o'clock call, but I've been having the most fun listening to God and then doing what he tells me. And, of course, we went to the Jerusalem prayer breakfast in Houston, and he said, have a meeting the next day at a church or someplace, wherever you can find it. And there was a really good church dwelling place which offered us their facilities. So kind, so good to us, a good church in the Houston area. And so we had a meeting there the following day. He said, now, I didn't know what I was going to teach on, but he said, this meeting is for the purpose of McDowell. And he told us the first of the year, you remember, to put it front and center. And so we did, and we presented the plans, and the man who's the head of it had a video of him. And we got a really good offering for McDowell. And, oh, my goodness, do we ever need it now? Things are going, folks. The earth is turning. And a lady, you wouldn't know her, not someone you would know probably, well-known in her own circles, but not probably you would know her. And the Lord gave us this scripture last week, 1 Timothy 6:17. As for the rich, no, here's the line he gave. Here's the line he gave before he gave that. Set your hope on me, church. Be generous. And then he gave us 1 Timothy 6:17, which reads, I think this is ESV. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God. He just said to us, set your hope on me, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. King James says, he richly provides us with all things to enjoy. He's not opposed to your having money. He's opposed to money having you. You set your hope on God, and he richly provides for you. Then going on with verse 18, they, the rich in this age, are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous. Now, the line he had given us before was, set your hope on me, church, be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, that they may take hold of that which is truly life. You know what the Jews say about money? And you'll notice that they're anointed to prosper. They say everything belongs to God, and we have stewardships. So you're giving a stewardship over your money, a stewardship over your time, over your life. And they said, God expects you to be a good steward, and if you're not, he'll find someone else. So they are. The Jews are good stewards. They give. Now, the Lord said to me sometime back, well, it was at the Victory Thon. I think it was last year. In September, we have a Victory Thon where we have a fundraising for Victory Channel TV. And then Brother Copeland doesn't charge any of us to be on there, and the funds come in that he can offer it free to folk. So the Lord said to me before I went, he gave me something, usually he does. He said, did you ever notice how often I connected women and finances in the scripture? Now I'm just going to give you a few. Lydia, remember Paul led them down there to Philippi? And then the Philippian church, he said, you're the only one. In the book of Philippians, he says, you're the only one who supported me for a long time. Well, Lydia was the one who took his whole missionary tour home into her house. She had to have been probably the biggest giver in the Philippian church. The Proverbs 31 woman, she dealt in real estate and selling a purple. Luke mentions a group of women who supported women, Jesus, with their finances. the Shunammite woman, you know, the woman who said, it is well. She built a prophet's chamber under her house. And then John Mark's mother is the one who had the large upper room where they went for the Seder meal, the Last Supper, and where they went back and were filled with the Holy Ghost. And you remember his friends, Mary and Martha and Lazarus? The Bible says it was Martha's house. And then, of course, the widow's mite, who gave more than anyone else. So God did that. And this woman, from that meeting, the Lord moved on her. She's such a dear woman, and he put in her heart love for Israel years ago. She gave us, for the Migdal Project, $1 million. She wired it into our Migdal account. I don't know if you're going to believe it or not, but there's a wild turkey just walked up on my porch rail, on my deck rail, and is attempting to eat my bird food. I hope, yeah, they can reach it. Isn't that neat? So, $1 million and a wild turkey. You ever heard of such things? Now, I want to go to another scripture. What we do, what Max and I do, Brenda, Shelley, some of us, Quinn, we look over the scriptures, and if it doesn't seem something a little bit off, well, then we check it out and look for things. Now, last week, it was read, that there was this phrase from the Lord, just like I did before, I will strike one more time. And it was read as 2 Samuel 1:24. Brenda called me, and she said, Mom, I think that's supposed to be 2 Samuel 5:24. So I called Max, and he said, yes, that could be a 5. So listen to that. And when you hear, let me look at this. I want to see what translation this is. 2 Samuel 5:24. Now, I'm going to read it to you in two translations. In the King James, it's such a scripture we've known for years. And let it be, when you hear the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you shall bestir yourself. For then shall the Lord go out before you to smite the host of the Philistines. We used to sing that song. When you hear the rustling in the mulberry trees, and I know, I know, I know the move is on. The sound of a going. Listen to it I like the mulberry trees, but I'm going to use the ESV and just put mulberry trees instead of balsam trees. Here's why. And when you hear the sound of marching in the top of the balsam trees, then rouse yourself, for then the Lord has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines. Remember the phrase that went before? Just like I did before, I will strike one more time. So hear this in the ESV. And when you hear the sound of marching, like an army, in the tops of the balsam trees, could be that army that the prophets prayed that his servant's eyes would be opened so that he could see this vast angelic army that was unseen, but the prophet said, more be with us than be with him. So when you hear that sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees or the balsam trees, then rouse yourself, for then Jehovah has gone out before you to strike down the army of the Philistines. Then the next statement God gave us, you need to listen, underlined. When you hear the sound, listen. So we're listening for those sounds. But then look at the next verse, Isaiah 28:12. To whom he said, this is the rest, wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Now
Now, what verse is he talking about? Go back a verse. Hallelujah. He said in verse 11, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. Folks, he's talking about what's happening to us. We need to listen to these words. We need to listen to the things and voice of the Spirit of God. So, praise God. Probably a good idea when we get together for prayer on Wednesday mornings that you have your notes out. That you really have you have something to look at, so that we can I'm trying to do this and fix my notes too for the noon hour. But and by the way, I will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. Now we have a special speaker today, Brother Nigel Big Pond, Full Blood Uchi, I think it is, Indian, and he's head of a great organization of Native Americans, and he's going to speak for 20 minutes, and then we're going to pray. So it'll be a little later, probably 12:30 or after, before we get to praying, but we will pray. Oh, how blessed it is to have moeds with God, to have appointments with God. Oh, precious Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise his name. 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 Precious, precious Lord Jesus. Kamina kwa fata tanje. Oh, people, I want to pray first of all for those in authority. I want to pray for those that God sees as authority people in our nation, in our country. Some are in office. Some should be in office. He knows who they are. Oh, God. Dear Father, you know what they need. You know that they need you, they need you, they need you, and they need your guidance. Oh, Father, make your voice so clear to them. Make it so clear to them, Lord, that they won't miss it. And they'll do what you lead them to do in the right timing. Timing, we pray for timing in our own lives. We want to be at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. Cavolo tua fran Nicolo Gohan delico pra fratian nombre. Agalavratisco, tanjambre, caleca prati di catania nicula capra. Oh, baratisco, don gilico la capri, calegondania nicolo con brondolo con delo gonosche. Kavila toho shanti, go toho shakti, go toho shakti. Paradisa andele ele keri, andele kombe kapra dalatone. Oh, sinyana kora. Sinyana kora nikas la kafrete di kandashke. Jerele toa, matoro makito. Oh, isani nikura brate joandele kuprote. Me libro tua, fratre che la congiele dele pan paradisco. E shadow le tue sciatte alla congrati, alla cuore cadavre. Alle vidigio donce, ne cuore mi cai, ne cuore cammino, ne cuore cabaratito. Cole digna ne cuore la caca, la caca la chino, non non viene con tasca tabre. Paradisco, che le che è il fagno. O frostito lo dobri cale cavregne ne compri calettino. E già tora macaia, ma le tote a tiata. Alle vere tu, bra cale cavregne, giorno con braghi di cottapre.
Shunyo manikaria de le congravi de le don jede cole meletini and the cora calacaya and the calacangang de decatach and the don dolce.
Fisho para pashkateche. Kashkidaria de la condian and combra cafratiara condiente. Oh, maletisco ton shitico doho shakte. Kavile diavra nanan nanye ne kole konfrakte ne ko tapre. Nisho me duvra tash ka tanche ne ko tohe shan tete. Gale vretua. Manye ne ko hula kavra kada ga tash ka tanche ne ko toshka. Mero di shandur ko tohe shate ne ko tohe shate ne ko toshka. Mero dua brateje de le gambe bliato. Gavilio dua bram viene no nombre calacala cai bagne ne colo comprede meratigno. Gojane ne calacaiato dana cavregne ne calacabre durdone ne colo compra balatito do compra cai ana calacadiana no nani ne colo cocca. Oh, calacala cai ana calacaticcio. Ibene dua. Credi shato vangeno Michele Dayanda lo copre che le gambra barantisco. E Jeanne Marianda le copre il Beratania e con la capracchia non viene con la capacca. E che sciatto tutto con la capracchia e con tondoro con gecchia e con la caia e con la caia e la caia bando e con la capracchia e la capracchia. Che brata ascenda la noce. Libro tue, la scottagna e con la capracchia. Capisci materia, non è quella che avrà la denia, non è quella che pittura, ma che la cattigna, non è quella che vai. A sopra, amica, alla valita, per la mannaglia, non è quella che avrà fine con dosche d'opera. Palavra d'asso, non è quella che apre, cattura, cotonce, cotosca. Poche di ricohola covra, diana namiande, te dico toco shantete. Cabilatuari, anana namiede, calacangadi, adobe, meletushka, e gine marandi, e nicola copredi, e da barattai, e nicola cabaramani, e nicola cambito, lo copredi, e ne cacciata da cotosche. Cascatote, bradangeli, catataccia. Patora mia fronde le kihile capra, tira kotoshka danche de kotohushaki. Alevangio non un nombre che le cadavra caria, bracatangio de kotobre che le kodabre. Oh, minakaya makala kafra, tira kohobatishko. Oh, manakaya matito. Kevela bahala tonya ne kohula kaya ne kola kubra tiri kudashka. Pashu devre me tenya ne kohula kafri tala kumbra tishka. Anshin nara. Magi danya. Galadaria nana nevreshandalagotushka. Galibrete shandolili kala. Shandomakani nekolo kabito lakombrandi nekolo kakirate nekolo kakabri. Mashitara tani nekora. Delle tue franeche sambon tefle. Alla discata fosco tambre che ti cotosche.
Angio no cobri davra. Deba agnorodo. Ledo do copra. Pracito, pracito, pracito. Ambele tutta. Ambele tutta fia. Cabratinia ne cohole cabrachile. Totonia ne cohole copra. A gene cora catito lo compra cala caia ne cahala cavido gondo di pocaria ne nanya ne colo cobre e gene marataia ne nanya ne cahala cala calandia ne cara catini ne 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 caia ne cala cacaia ne nanya ne aia na aia na aia aia
possibile a tu rocette di cotto rocette di cotto rocette di cotto rocette. Kabila toja. Galibanja, no, nene kohula kabre. Kibere tuerio, no, bre. Kiriko tambra, kata kata hashon, jede gondo hushu pito. Kalabrala kabre.
Oh, babalita, 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 froma nani. Baho kalenenye. Ushata. Ushata magali.
Oh, Fabrico. Bastiano. Kavile nebre. Eshanyo. Kabila teke ne gombra prokele ne kompe shikane ne kompe ne vra toshke. Ole prate vra mani ne kola kompra kile kanadri ne kondamri kala kompra tiana ne namre kakka chike kutoshka. E prata hashande vakila tora. Kabila te shanye ne kole betaria. Agida dada nandante kabila to nyataya nakito agavahala teyana kubriyatashe kabriyatoshe amina kora lalitanya. Agavredeshe prafranye tara. Kali prebranye na nombre kitaria ta. Maskita abra maskita abra maskita abra.
Avitaria magi danya makaki atoke bratishka. Makila doshka, makila doshka. Makila doshka, panire kapra. Ogele barata, kakaya makila kapra. Bora te chando. Poki la capre tata. Gabi da la teshke tancha de gatosha. Bavre vra te chando. Maki la dabre vra hala tenye ni capa da shola. Chicha tata ga ale. Kumbre fatani, e kumbra katania na kumbre. Ege levra hala kapla, kada katava shantiti. Kali da levenye ni kohola kapri tada gangambe. Krami na kari, tolo govela dinya na kari, ada na kachani na kumbre, kada tashka. Ajanya nakora te shakla. Aji de capra kala kapra te de kadashange. Ejacto, ejacto nea. Ejacto nea fange. Kabila toro makaya nakala kaka. Bafra tenye ni kala kaya ni kota, mashtiato. Mashtiato fanga la kaya ni kola kohobra kata kataya. Vidi di kala kaya ni kombe si tato. Mashko dobre kapra kala kaya ni kola kombe ni dimra pra tenye ni kala kaya. Medo cabra mio. Kambalati hishaka. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. So wondrous to hear from the Lord today. Wondrous. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I'm so eager to hear today, Max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, to be established. Underline it. Behold, to be established. Underline it. I will stand up and I will pronounce judgment on the judges. Hallelujah. I will stand up and I will pronounce judgment on the judges.
Wow.
Let me read this again. I will stand up and I will pronounce judgment on the judges. Next line, underline it, you are my children. You are my children. Underline it. Wow. He's speaking to us, folks, today.
Mm-hmm.
He is speaking to us. And to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. Listen, I understand what you are going through. Pray with my prophet and friend, my judgment. Oh, there's more to it.
Just a minute. Let's get this first. Listen.
Yeah, I was going to read it again. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen, I understand what you are going through, then.
Pray with my prophet and friend, my judgment is coming from heaven. Now, I would like you to, well, it's not like me, but the Lord give us the last few words underlined, which is, my judgment is coming from heaven. So these words are underlined.
Okay.
Now, let me read it again. And I'll pause until your word to start underlining. This is really a long line. Listen, I understand what you are going through. Pray with my prophet and friend. Now the rest of this is going to be underlined. My judgment is coming from heaven. All right. I'm believing that everybody wrote them down. Next line, Psalm 82, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 82, verses 1 through 8. Next line, I shall judge the earth. All belong to me. Geomand, it's not belongs, all belong to me. I shall judge the earth. All belong to me. Next line. And this is for you and him today. And this is for you and him today. And this is for you and him today. Next line. This line is also underlined. My judgment has set. S-E-T. My judgment has set.
Did you say that was underlined?
Yes. My judgment has set underlined. The whole line. Yeah, my judgment has set underlined.
Thank you.
Yes, and I believe the Lord gave us Daniel chapter 7. Nothing else. Daniel 7.
Oh, that's quite a chapter.
I have to read it.
The whole chapter, huh?
The whole chapter. I don't know how.
God has set, and then Daniel 7. Okay?
Correct. Daniel 7. Next line. I heard your request, church. I heard your request, church. Next line. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Next line. I am the judge of all, and the power in my blood. I am the judge of all, and the power in my blood. I am the judge of all, and the power in my blood. Hebrews 12:22 through 24. Hebrews 12, verses 22, 23, 24. Next line. These are my ways, my thunder, my power. I am their God and your God, church. Okay, I'll read it again. Wow, that's a long line too. These are my ways, my thunder, my power. I am their God and your God, church. And then he gave us Job 26:14. Job 26:14. Isaiah 26:4. Isaiah 26:4. I thought I'm reading Job still because 26:26 right below. So Isaiah 26:4. Then he gave us 2 Samuel 7:22-24. Next line. Are you there, Miss Billy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got so quiet.
I didn't have any questions.
Oh, praise the Lord. No, you're fine. I just want to make sure. Okay. So 7, verse 22 through 24. Then next line, I told you this before. I told you this before. Next line is underlined you are not to worry. Wait on me, church. You are not to worry. Wait on me, church.
Now, how much of that is underlined or any of it?
All of it. You are not to worry. Wait on me, church. The whole line is underlined.
Okay, but not, I told you this before.
Yeah, I told you not, I told you this before.
Sure.
It's not
okay,
underlined.
It's all underlined, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next line. Oh, I thought I'm reading the same line. They are, next line, also this one is underlined. They are not to worry, wait on me. So the first line is underlined. You are not to worry, wait on me, church. The second line below it, underline also. They are not to worry, wait on me. Two different statements, underlined. Okay. Next line, Isaiah 40:40, verses 28-31. Next line, I am with you all. I am with you all. Next line, the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17. Zephaniah chapter 3, 17. Wow. I told you before many times, this is possible. I told you before many times, this is possible. Next line. Believe my great might on the one to come. Believe my great might on the one to come.
On the one to come?
Yeah. Yeah, O-N. On the one to come. Next line. Oh, this one is underlined, the one I'm just going to read now. Underline this one. I rule my power and authority. I rule my power and authority. Underline it. I rule my power and authority. Next line. Matthew 19:26. The book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Ephesians 1:19-21. Through 21.
Through 21, okay.
Yeah. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. Sorry, I got distracted there because Matthew 19 and Ephesians 19. It's just so amazing how God gave us Job 26 and then he gave us Isaiah 26. And now he's given us Matthew 19:26. Ephesians 19:26. Anyway, I'll keep going here. Sorry. You know, when Max gets excited here. Next line. Listen. I know, the desires of all your hearts. Listen. I know the desire, or ES in the end, I know the desires of all your hearts. Hearts as more than one heart. There is an S in the end. hearts. Listen, I know the desires of all your hearts. Then he gave us the book of Psalm, chapter 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4. Your next line, your plans, there's an S in the end, your plans in prayer and walk in my commands. Okay. Your plans in prayer and walk in my commands. Your plans in prayer and walk in my commands. Next line. Proverbs 16, verse 3. Proverbs 16, 1, 6, verse 3. 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse 3. 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse 3. Next line. You have my reward in all you do. You have my reward in all you do. I feel like shouting this out. You have my reward in all you do.
Is there an S on the end of reward? Or?
Oh, yes. Rewards, sorry. You have my rewards in all you do. All right. You have my rewards in all you do. Next line, Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 16, 1-6. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Next line. Darkness or darknesses, to us is an end, shall not stop me. I am. Darknesses shall not stop me. I am. Then he gave us Isaiah 14:27. Isaiah 14:27. Next line, underline it. Oh, listen to this. This line is underlined. You are hearing me this morning. You are hearing me this morning. Underline it. Wow. You are hearing me this morning. Underline it. Next line. The book of Romans, 10:17, chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10:17. Oh, I don't know if he gave us this one earlier. Oh, never mind. Let's go on here. Romans 10:17. Next line. Be still and wait. Be still and wait. Be still and wait. Next line. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, he gave us Psalm 46:10. Again, underline it. So, be still and wait. Next line, the book of Psalm, chapter 46, verse 10, and underline it. emphasizing that.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. Be in peace, all of you, church. Be in peace, all of you, church. Be in peace, all of you, church. Romans 15:1-5, Romans 15, verse 13:1-3. The book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 13. Next line. And you seek me. Yeah, that's seek me. Seek, yeah. And you seek me. Stay with me. Stay in faith. Whoa. Okay. And you seek me. Stay with me. Stay in faith. Next line, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, 6. I think I know this one. Well, I know some of them. Hebrews 11, 6. Okay. Next line. You are not in hard time. You are with me. You are not. In hard time, you are with me. Yeah, you are not in hard time. You are with me. And trust in me. Underline it. Trust in me.
That reminds me. We're not to say we're in hard times. We're to say we're in Him.
Oh.
The real truth of the matter is we're not in hard times. We're with God.
We're with God. Yeah, He said, you are not in a hard time. You are with me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
In other words, you're not. That's not where you are. You are not in hard times.
Right.
You're with God.
Wow.
Now the times might be hard, but that's not where you are. You're with God.
Praise the Lord. That's right. We are with Him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where we are. We have to know where we are. We're seated with Him.
Seated with Him.
Hallelujah, glory.
And to trust Him. Oh, my goodness. I just love it when He says,
trust in me.
Trust
in Him, yeah. Don't be thinking you're in hard times.
Yeah.
Well, the times might be hard, but that's not where you live.
That's not for us.
You live in God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, I got to get...
Just like He told us in the book of John.
Everything's all set up. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Okay. And this is underlined. Behold, to be established. And then, I will stand up and I will pronounce judgment on the judges. You are my children. Underlined. Listen, I understand what you're going through. Pray with my prophet and friend. And the next line, underlined. My judgment is coming from heaven. Psalm 82, 1 through 8. God has taken, I'm not going to use the ESV. It doesn't use the word stand. I'm going to use the New American. It uses the word stand. Because God said later, I will stand. God takes His stand in His own congregation. He judges in the midst of the rulers. How long will you judge unjustly?
and show partiality to the wicked. Selah. Vindicate the weak and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken.
Wow.
I said, you are gods, and all of you sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you will die like men and fall like any one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for it is you who possesses all the nations.
Whoa.
All right. Hallelujah.
A lot of meditation on that one.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If I were a judge, I'd sit up and fly right. You know, God holds people with different responsibilities.
Yeah.
He said to, in the New Testament, he said, don't everybody desire to be a teacher? They have a greater judgment. So if you are a judge on this earth, and you judge and make judgments, and with men's lives, but you're going to have to answer to God.
Yeah. Well,
you could be a
righteous
judge, or the Bible speaks of one unrighteous judge.
Yeah.
So it's a great responsibility. I shall judge the earth. All belong to me. And this is for you and him today. Next line, underlined, my judgment has set. And then he gives us the whole chapter of Daniel 7. Now, I've taught much on the book of Daniel, so I went and got my Bible that I teach out of, my old Bible, and I'll just kind of give you the gist of this chapter. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. Now, this means that this is a descendant of, this is in the time of the Persians. You remember, let's read the verse before. So then Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Remember that the golden head was Babylon, and then the two arms, the Medo-Persian Empire. So the Persians have taken over. They've overthrown Babylon. They've overthrown Nebuchadnezzar. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon. No, wait a minute. It goes back. So then Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and the Persian. Now he's going to go back. He's going to go back in time to the Nebuchadnezzar's. This is Nebuchadnezzar's grandson. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. So it goes back and tells you about a dream he had. And visions of his head upon his bed. And he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. He related the major portion of it. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. The great sea is the Mediterranean Sea. Now remember, when Nebuchadnezzar had the dream of these kingdoms and empires that were arising in Daniel 2, he saw them as a great colossus, a great metallic colossus, with the head of gold being Babylon. And then the two arms, the Medo-Persian, and then the copper or brass kingdom of Greece, and then the iron legs of Rome. And then he saw the toes coming out from the Roman Empire. Now, when Daniel sees them, he's going to see these empires the way God sees them.
and he's going to see them as beasts, animals. The first one was like a lion, that's Babylon, verse 4. Verse 5 is the second one is like a bear, that's the Persian Empire. Verse 6, a leopard, that's the Grecian Empire. And verse 7 is going to be Rome. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, Rome, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now remember, there were 10 toes in Nebuchadnezzar's vision of the Roman Empire revived. Now when he sees them as beasts, he sees it as 10 horns. And now he's going to speak of what's going to rise up out of the old Roman Empire revived. It's the Roman Empire that will revive again in the end days. The old Roman Empire will revive. And out from the horns, now he's going to talk about the Antichrist. Verse 8. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And he beheld in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Now listen to this next verse, because he's gonna tell us this. He told us this in the statement. I beheld till the thrones, and those are thrones for judgment, were cast down. Now that word is translated in some translations set. I beheld till the thrones were set down, and the Ancient of Days, the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and its wheels, the throne's wheels, were a burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. So what he's talking about here is a future time when there will be his judgment. Now, it doesn't mean when we're going down to verse 9, because verse 9 begins a new thought, a complete thought here. Okay, now this is, and the ESV has put a little header in here and called it the Ancient of Days reigns. This is talking about when God is going to reign and judge. So here it is in the ESV. As I looked, thrones were placed. King James said, cast down. That means they took their throne and set it there. The New American says, I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. Okay, there are some thrones there. These are the heavenly judges. I don't know if it's the 24 elders. I don't know who it is. But there are some thrones that are placed there with the Ancient of Days. The Ancient of Days is God the Father. And the Ancient of Days took his seat. I'm reading in the ESV. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head pure wool, like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames. Its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were open. So this is the heavenly court. This is a future date.
This is when everything will be judged.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Now verse 11. I'm going to go back to the King James. I beheld then, because the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. The little horn kept talking, the Antichrist. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. The little horn, the Antichrist, will be slain, and his kingdom will be slain. The operation, the Roman revived. So this is his judgment. The Lord told me one time, I thought, I heard somebody say, don't preach about the Antichrist, preach about the Christ. Well, the Lord said to me, I'm a kind of an end-time preacher. He said, don't be afraid to preach about the Antichrist. Every time I mention him, I mention his judgment. I mention that he gets it. So it tells us about this little horn's going to arise, how he's going to talk and talk. But when the judgment is set, he's going to be slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And now, verse 12. As concerned the rest of the beasts, those empires, they had their dominion taken away. So they're gone. And they're no more the power. Yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. Now verse 13. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. Son of Man, that's Jesus. And came to the Ancient of Days, that's the Father. And they brought him near before him. And there was given unto him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. So Jesus comes before the Father. This is future. This hasn't happened yet. Jesus comes before the Father. The Antichrist is judged. And all those kingdoms are put down. And then the Son is given a kingdom and dominion and glory, which will last forever and ever. So, going on, Daniel was grieved in his spirit, and the vision troubled him. And he came near unto one of them that stood by. This is one of the ones that attended, an angel, and asked him the truth of all this. So he spoke to me and made me know the interpretation of these things. These great beasts which you saw are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. And so they did. Those kingdoms came forth. Verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. So he saw all these beasts, and the fourth one, which is Rome, that one just made him sick, troubled himself. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast. And he speaks of Rome and this terrible Roman Empire and of the ten horns that arose in the last day. And then he saw in that last day, verse 21, I beheld in the same horn made war with the saints. Now, folks, this is not the church. This is not the church. Daniel doesn't pray a bit about the church. He doesn't know anything about the church. He's praying about his people and God showing him the future of Israel. And he says the same horn, that's the little horn, that's the Antichrist, verse 21, made war with the saints, that's Israel, and prevailed against them. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. The saints of the Most High, in verse 21, are the overcoming ecclesia, the church, raised to sit in the heavenlies. Below them, and as objects of their care, are the people of Israel. the people of the saints of the Most High. You see, it speaks of the saints of the Most High and then the people of the saints of the Most High. And the earthly kingdom will be headed up over the nations. Israel will administrate the earthly kingdom and will be head of the nations, but overall will rule the exalted church, the ecclesia, as the executives of God. And this is from Macmillan's book, The Authority of the Believer. So anyway, there's going to come an Antichrist. He's going to make war with Israel on the earth, and he's going to speak great words, verse 25, against the Most High God. And he shall wear out the saints of the Most High, that's the Jews that are on the earth, during tribulation, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until the time, times, and the dividing of times. 3.5 years. 3.5 years. The tribulation time is 7 years. The first 3.5, he doesn't really, he acts kind of nice, in fact. But in the midst of that week, that 7 years, he's gonna reveal his true face, the Antichrist, and he's going to have 3.5 years when he these things will be delivered into his hands. But the judgment shall sit, verse 26, and they shall take away his dominion. They're going to take away the Antichrist's dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. You see, it mentions the saints of the Most High in verse 22. That's the church. You see, it mentions the people of the saints of the Most High in verse 27. That's Israel. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven on the earth shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hallelujah. So that was quite a little bit he gave us right there, the whole chapter of Daniel 7. By the way, if you would like to take our, when we teach 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute, on the book of Daniel, you can get that 3BM Bible Institute. It's a wonderful study on the book of Daniel. You do have to take first Eschatology 101, and then you can take Daniel and Revelation. They go together. Two different courses, but we went into all this in detail. I heard your request, church, God says. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds, or guard your hearts and minds, through Jesus Christ, or in Jesus Christ. We heard your request. And the New American and the King James both use requests. Well, they all do, as I'm looking at it. I am the judge of all, and the power in my blood. Hebrews 12, 22 through 24. But you have come to Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and into an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, that's the saints who've gone on, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Folks, this is a place. This is a place you've come to right now, not when you die. This is where we are right now. You are come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. I have a tape, I say cassette. I have a wonderful teaching on this. God gave me a revelation on this, and I call it Praying on Mount Zion. You can get that from us, Praying on Mount Zion. Next thing God says, these are my ways, my thunder, my power. I am their God and your God, church. Job 26:14. When he says I am, that's his name, Jehovah.
Yeah.
Behold, he gives us this all the time. I just love it. I really wasn't conscious of these verses until he started giving to us. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. Yet these are but a small part of his doings. The outskirts of his ways are the mere fringes of his force, the faintest whisper of his voice. Who dares contemplate, or who can understand, the thunders of his full, magnificent power? Isaiah 26, we're going to see that, folks, but we've never seen it yet. Trust in Jehovah forever. For in the Lord God, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. I'm going to see what those words are. The first one's Jehovah, and the second one's Jehovah. Ha! Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in Jehovah, Jehovah, is everlasting strength. That's the King James. I like it best. 2 Samuel 7:22-24. For this reason you are great, O Lord God, and that's Adonai, Jehovah. For there is none like you, and there is no God, that's Elohim, besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. You see, folks, he uses three of his names in this verse. I'm going to read it again and use the names. For this reason you are great, O Adonai, Jehovah, for there is none like you, and there is no Elohim besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation on the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, and to make a name for himself, and to do a great thing for you, and awesome things for your land, before your people, whom you have redeemed for yourself from Egypt, from nations and their gods. For you have established for yourself your people Israel as your own people forever. And you, O Yahovah, have become their Elohim. Folks, you had better not be caught saying, God's through with the Jews. We've replaced them. It says they're his people forever. Over and over and over. But here's one verse for it. If I were in a church that preached replacement theology, I'd leave. That's important in the cellar. But you've got to follow God. Now, the next is underlined. I told you this before. You are not to worry. Wait on me, church. They are not to worry. Wait on me. Isaiah 40:28-31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, Elohim, the Lord, Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait upon the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary, tired. They will run and not get tired. they will walk and not become weary. And that was the NASB. They're all good on this. I am with you all. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with, and I'm going to read this because this is what the word is, singing. It's actually loud singing, joyful singing. He sings over us, folks. And the word is, maybe you knew Renan Levy. That's his name. And it's loud singing. He will exult over you with, New American says shouts, that gets the loud part. But the King James and the Amplified and the ESV give you the word singing, and it's actually loud singing. Praise God, hallelujah. I told you before many times, this is possible. Believe my great might on the one to come. And the next line is underlined, I rule my power and authority. Matthew 19:26. And looking at them, Jesus said to them, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Ephesians 1:19-21. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ. This is resurrection power. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule, principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that's named. Not only in this age, King James says world, but it should be age. But also in that which is to come.
That's their prayer. Yeah.
I know the desires of all your hearts. Psalm 37:4.
Liz, the word listen. If I didn't say it, I apologize. Listen, I know that.
Oh, you did. You did, you did. And I didn't read it. Okay. I told Max, every once in a while we miss it so that everybody will know we are plenty human. And the truth of the matter is from God. But we miss it sometimes on how we read it or such, like I did just then. Listen, I know the desires of all your hearts. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. Your plans in prayer and walk in my command. Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Then 1 Kings 2:3, the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his rules, his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. And look at the next line. This is the prosperity. You have my rewards in all you do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Matthew 16:27. This is a wonderful day, folks. Oh, what God is saying to us. I am going to probably tomorrow spend a lot of time on this. Matthew 16:27. I'm going to read the King James. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works.
Oh, my Jesus.
The others use repay. I like reward because that's what God said, reward.
Reward.
Mm-hmm. King James. Darkness shall not stop me. I am. Isaiah 14:27. For the Lord of hosts, remember that's Jehovah of armies, has planned, and who can frustrate it? And as for his stretched out hand, who can turn it back?
Wow, that's right.
Next line. You are hearing me this morning. I'd say we are. Woo! Romans 10:17. I knew this one. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Be still and wait. And then the scripture that God gives us over and over, and he gives it to Max when he wakes him up at night or early in the morning, Psalm 46:10, and he has it here underlined. The scripture itself is underlined, the reference.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Somehow this got... Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Now that's what's going to happen. The nations are not going to be on the top. God is. Be in peace, all of you, church. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. And you seek me. Stay with me. Stay in faith. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. You are not in hard times. You are with me. Trust in me, underlined. The line that he gave us before was, and you seek me. Folks, I know I often recommend watching Chip on the Glorious Church. But last Sunday, I'm telling you, it was the cream of the crop. And it was about his encounters with God when God taught him about to seek him and how to do it. And he told an experience which I had kind of forgotten. I mean, the IRS was at the door. But he's been seeking God. And the people in that audience, that congregation, were up, dancing around, rejoicing, popped up out of their seats. It was amazing. You can get that by, it's a Glorious Church or a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville. They have a Facebook. I think it's a gloriouschurch.com. They're on YouTube. Last Sunday morning's message. And he had just been the night before to the wrestling championship where President Trump had been. So
yeah.
It was an amazing, amazing. You really need to watch it. Especially
Hallelujah.
Since God said, seek me. Okay.
Really?
Shalom. Yes.
I know probably got a little longer, but you know, I just want to give my take on the prayer call this morning.
Yes,
the Lord is hearing our prayer, and he said he heard us, and he knows what we're going through. He said he hears our voices, and he's speaking to us this morning. The Lord is telling us today that all our prayer the Holy Spirit is telling us this morning that it's going to the court of heaven. We took it to the level of the court of heaven. And
exactly.
He is going to do it. He wanted us to understand. He wanted us to hear his words. Want us to hear his words. I mean, it's just so powerful. I really believe
it
also.
It's a powerful prayer call.
Yeah, Daniel 7:2. Folks, meditate on it. Read it. It's all about, it's about
judgment.
I agree with the Spirit totally, 100%. But there's a lot in it, too, with this judgment on earth and what we are going through. There's a lot there.
Yeah, judgment.
And before you go, I just want to remind you of our meeting and our building of God's house in downtown Minneapolis, Holy Spirit meeting. I call it with the brands, because like Ms. Billy said, we have almost all the brands here. Tony and Brenda, Jerry and Rebecca.
Now that is when, what is that date?
I just want to say their names quick again. Tony, Brenda, Jared, and Rebecca, Brandon, and Destiny, and Hannah. Oh, my goodness. To have all the brims here, the Holy Spirit is going to move. It's going to be...
All of us brims are going to be ministering. Not there, but we're going to be somewhere ministering. Kylie and Shelley are going to be in a meeting. Kylie had this meeting last year. It was amazing. A close fellowship in a beautiful facility. And that's going to be that same weekend, the 27th and 28th, maybe the 29th. And you can find out about that on our line, and you can find about it on Kylie Gatewood Ministries. I think a Glorious Church Fellowship might mention it. It's in a beautiful facility in the Tulsa area. And I will be ministering in St. Louis at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast, 27th and 28th, and I'm thinking of calling on some good friends there and see if we might have a meeting like we have in Houston on the 29th. So all the brims are ministering someplace. Chip will be ministering at his house, his home. Up in Minnesota area, there will be those that he mentioned, Brenda's and Tony's family, their kids, my grandchildren. Shelly and Kylie will be in a meeting in a gorgeous facility in there, Tulsa. It's a women's meeting. They're staying out there, and they had such marvelous supernatural things happen last year. And then I'll be in St. Louis. You should be able to find a brim somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing you. I cannot emphasize enough what Max said about today's prayer call. Max and I know some things. And Max, I know you're going to get this out. Quinn will get this out right away. There'll be some people that will be very interested in this.
The Lord is going to judge the judges, folks. If I am a judge,
He's going to judge
I
the
will
judges.
Go
what?
Over the Bible. I will go over the Bible and swear under oath to obey God's kingdom and God's word and nothing else. Oh, my goodness.
Right. So anyway, you might watch what happens in the world of the judges. Okay, and I'll see you guys at noon out at Prayer Mountain. I'm going to have to get around here to get ready because it's quite a ways out there. Brenda, go ahead and start without me if I'm not there right on time, and Nija will be there. Okay, we'll be seeing you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.